Hey, Lance, thank you for your time today. How was it playing with, I guess I have to ask, how was it playing with your brother for a little bit, and do you feel like the play with the Monarchs was any different after he was gone?
Playing with my brother was a really good experience. I mean, it's not something that happens to everyone or every family, and my parents are really grateful for the opportunity, and so was I. And I felt like, while playing with him, I felt like I was like a little kid again, like playing with my little brother, but obviously we have to take it seriously now. And it was good. I really enjoyed it, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity that God's given me. And so I really did feel the difference when he wasn't playing next to me. I mean, with him, we don't have to really communicate too much. We just like could like look at each other, and we know exactly what we mean. And so I'll miss that aspect or that close bond that we had on the field. But yeah, I'm grateful for it, and I guess it's time to move on from that, I guess. So yeah.
The Monarchs started off, you guys started off a little bit rough, losing some games, not getting a ton of points early on in the season. As the season wore on, the team developed, kind of grew into the game, the league, and played a bit better, earned some more points. Overall, how do you feel the season was for the Monarchs as a team and you personally?
I think from the team perspective, it was very difficult at times due to the fluctuation of first team guys, like for me, like Moses and Elijah, and going up and down and not really getting a sense of a feel with the other teammates on the Monarchs. And so it felt like at some point every lineup was different. And so it was hard, but you could really see when we had time to train together and time to actually talk that it showed on the field and we were able to get some results. So,
what is it that you feel like you need to do? Where's the progression? Where's the next step that you need to take in order to get, I guess, consistent minutes for maybe the first team?
My next step, after talking with friends and coaches and family, would be, and also my agent, would be the presence that I'm able to bring on the field. I feel like this was my rookie year, and next year I can't be saying that, you know? And so I'm going to have to take a whole new step as a person and improve my character and really show to my teammates and the staff that, hey, I'm someone you can trust and I'm someone you want to depend on. And so as a person, I'm really going to have to grow in these next couple months, and I'm excited to do it, and I can do it.
Awesome. Thank you, DeLance. Appreciate it.
You're
welcome.
You know, what was it like learning from, you know, a legendary RSL center back, like as a defender, in Hamison Olave? Just in general.
It was fun. I think in the beginning, when I transitioned down back to the Monarchs after a while with the first team, Hamison had different ideas than Pablo, and so I really had to dive down and basically like forget a lot of things that I learned, and it was really fun learning from Hamison. He has a very specific way of defending. I mean, I feel like his defending derived from how he defended. Like, he has a big body, very strong, very fast. So a lot of it was very physical, and I guess I'm going to have to do a couple weights to be able to defend like him. But I learned a lot, for sure. I mean, a lot on defending the space and defending what's most important, and that's your own goal. And so it was a lot. I learned a lot. I'm very grateful for it, and I hope to continue to learn from him even more. So, yeah.
Being on loan to Colorado Springs towards the end of the season, I don't know if I'm reading this right, but six appearances. Okay. we need to update Wikipedia because it's listed as goals. I was like,
you can leave it.
but how was your time out there, and did you feel like in that short amount of time, kind of after a full season with the Monarchs, were you able to kind of fine-tune some of the things that you still wanted to work on but didn't get a chance to because the Monarch season ended in September?
Yes, a lot of things. I mean, I think I'm a player that has a lot to learn, and I want to learn. And when I went to Colorado, they did just that for me. They had a really good coaching staff, and the guys were very welcoming, and we hit the ground running. I mean, every day I was after training, like learning and working on stuff that I'm not good at or stuff I can sharpen. And so it was a very humbling experience also, like the USL grind, I'd say. It's different than the MLS and different than MLS Next Pro. It's guys really competing every day, like extremely hard and like trying to provide for their families and stuff like that. And so to be put in that environment was humbling and a great experience. And I've learned from then to take my profession more seriously. And so I'm grateful for that experience.
Was there any instruction when you went over there, either from Homison or the front office, on things that they wanted to see from you in Colorado Springs?
They wanted to see a lot of improvement on my defensive positioning and also my technique on the ball. And so when I was there, that's exactly what I was working on. And also a piece that I personally wanted to improve on was my communication. And so while I was there, constantly talking, even though like I was very young in the group, I'm still barking at guys and telling them what to do, and like just not letting them boss me around is a huge thing when you're coming into a new team as a young guy. And so I definitely worked on those things that they told me to, and I'm still going to keep working on them until it's 100%. And so, yeah.